Yes, Kenny, the weather was very bad, but the excitement was tremendous today. And the final scoreline from Kingspan Stadium, getting carried away here from Judges Road, was City of Derry 19, Seapoint 17. A fourth Conor Gill penalty in the last minute of injury time gave Derry a nail-biting finish, and certainly over the old display, they probably just about shaded it. Although you would argue that possibly in the conditions and the way they play, a draw would be a good result. Tremendous result for Derry. That's now their second home victory. Gives them 9 points in this league, you know, and that's very, very important, you know, because there's a lot of big games to come. Seapoint will have been very disappointed. Their coach, as I said, was the former Ireland and the Lions player, Eric Miller. He did give them a romping at half-time. It worked for about 15, 20 minutes, but then Derry, to be fair, came back strongly. Enthusiasm was certainly the honour of the day, and some of the defence at one stage was tremendous. And, you know, that's a great boost for them now, because they have two. They'll have a week off next week. There's no AIL rugby because of the European Cup, and then 2 weeks today to travel up to your Pritchard Park in Bangor. That will be a difficult game, and then the following week they play Omagh. I just heard, Kenny, that Omagh had a very, very good result down in Limerick. They beat Thomond, I think it was 28 points to 12 or 28 points to 14, I'm not sure. But they would have got a winning bonus point from that. And that's a tremendous result to get down to Thomond, to go to anywhere and Munster and get that result. So the local derby on the 2nd of November here should be very, very interesting. It was Derry took the lead after 10 minutes when they had some strong play in the 22. They won a line out, they pick and drove, and it was the big second row, Adam Bratton. He managed to get himself over. Young Conor Gill started kicking with the boot, and that made it 7 points to nil. Seapoint came back, but Derry's defence was very good. Seapoint got their first points on the board after 23 minutes whenever there was a five metre line out, and they rumbled and rumbled, and eventually it was their prop, Brian Dugan, who got over, and fullback Declan Byrne, he converted to make the score 7-0. Then Conor Gill, he had two penalties on the 25th and the 36th minute, and that took Derry into a 13-7 half-time lead, and at that stage no more than they deserved. As I said, Miller gave his troops quite a talking to at half-time. They responded very strongly in the first 10 minutes, and then they were awarded a penalty try on 46 minutes from a line-out after Derry had collapsed the two preceding ones. That meant it was easy. The conversion then, of course, doesn't apply. It was already there. So that meant that Seapoint were leading 14 points to 13. That was the situation. Derry then had a player sunburn from that line-out, but it didn't seem to change. And they played really, really well. In 51 minutes then, Seapoint had a 5 metre scrum when they were driving forward, and great defence held them up. And then Gill then struck his third penalty in 56 minutes to put Derry 16-14 points in the lead. Seapoint, it was their turn, they had a player sunburn. But in 68 minutes was the turning point of the game for me. Seapoint at that stage were starting to win a bit of ball. For the first time in the game, their backs were looking reasonably fluent. Their centre, I'll not mention his name, had an opportunity. He was straight through it. He's winger outside him with oodles of room. He went for glory, and Derry managed to hold him up. And that really, I looked down to see Miller's body language, and I can tell you it wasn't good. And that was a great opportunity. They then come back again, and this time the winger did get the ball, but he got it far too late, and he was tackled in the touch. Derry won the line out and cleared their lines. And certainly, for me, that was a tremendous piece of play by Derry, and Seapoint will certainly rue that one. In the last 10 minutes, it was helter-skelter. Derry had 5 metres scrums. Skipper Stephen Corr picked up a few times, but defensively they were very, very good. Then in the last scrum, there was a Derry knock-on when the backs were taking the ball. Everybody thought the referee was going to blow, but he kept looking at his watch quite a few times. Seapoint then won a line-out, and they drove forward, but instead of putting the ball on the Grantcher grounds, they decided they would keep it in hand. They were penalised, and young Gill, tremendously, just out of foil last year, it was about 40 metres out, and not in front of the post, but just about opposite the left-hand upright. But on a day where it was very hard to plant your foot to take the kick. It sailed between the uprights, the whistle went, and the Derry team and spectators were absolutely ecstatic. Great result, as I say, to win that second game out of three matches, considering what went on last year. And you have to say, and well done to the team, well done to the coaches, a tremendous start to the season. And I say the final score here from Judges Road, City Derry 19, Sea Point 17, and down in Thomond, it was Thomond 12, Omagh 28.